Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is a branch of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2423, first written August 30th, 2019. Jude, verse 3. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once delivered for all. Our verse today is one of the most known verses from the short book of Jude. It reveals a change in direction has taken place. Rather than writing about the common salvation, there is a more pressing need. Trouble was on the horizon. False teachers and error were creeping in. Dark days were ahead for the church, and this pressing urgency led to a change in the tone of the book. We understand this in other areas of life. You plan to go to a park, do some outside work, but storm warnings in your area changes all that. You adjust your plans. Funerals do the same thing to us. A death in the family and everything changes. Appointments are canceled. We don't go to work. We travel to the funeral home. There's been some adjustments that have been made. From our verse, let's consider just a couple ideas. First, there are times as a church adjustments need to be made. Sadly, some of these can come suddenly and surround death of a member. I've seen that a couple of times. On a Saturday, a member passes. Their passing was unexpected. Their lives touched many, many people in the congregation, and the congregation would be in a state of shock. Rather than staying the course with the planned classes, they were canceled. Everyone was brought in together. Special prayers were offered. Selected passages were read and talked about. It has helped the congregation to deal with the loss and offered comfort to them. I remember the Wednesday evening services after 9/11 attacks. Services were changed. Special prayers were offered. I find that it's helpful to be somewhat flexible. Some places don't seem to get this. They are rigid and staying with the plans no matter what. So a Bible class is taught, but the mind of the audience is miles away as they think about the person who just died. Sometimes it's not a death, but a matter of what is needed at the moment. Classes may be mapped out for the year, and in the course of that year, some unplanned things happen. Several are expecting marriage issues and having trouble in their marriages. Several have caught the wind of some idea that's pulling the church apart. Rather than staying the course with the plans of the year, it's good to make immediate changes. We do that at home. A meal is planned, but suddenly a couple of kids get the stomach bug. Plans are changed. Sometimes it's nothing bad, such as a death or marriage troubles, but sometimes it's something good. Several conversions and a new batch of young Christians need to be grounded and taught the Word of God. Rather than tossing them in the middle of a current study, adjustments are made. A new class is formed to teach the basics. Adjustments are about seeing and realizing what people need at the moment. Some things should not be put on the back burner. Some things ought to be addressed at the moment. Momentum can be lost because some are incapable of making adjustments. But a second thing that Jude tells us, Jude was planning on writing about the common salvation. Common, it's what we all know and what we all believe. There's something good about all of us seeing God's word the same. The Bible doesn't read one way for you and a different way for me. Folks have hidden behind that idea of your own interpretation for years. This allows them to do whatever they want to do. And in the process, without realizing this, they indict God as a writer. God authors books in which we cannot agree upon is what this means. We can read a college biology book and agree. We can read Harry Potter and agree. But when it comes to the Bible, whatever it means to you, it means, and whatever it means to me, it means. That idea screams that God cannot write in a clear and understandable way. Jude says there's a common salvation. That common salvation is built upon the common understanding of scriptures. That comes from the idea that we all have the same common need, and that is Jesus. Not everyone needs a new roof on their house. Not everyone needs a knee replacement. Not everyone needs to go back to school. Not everyone needs medicine. However, we all need Jesus. From folks in Washington to the folks in Hollywood to the folks in between, the young, the old, the common guy, and the sophisticated one, we all need Jesus. The rich guy and the bum, they both need Jesus. Among us, as different as we are, is a common need. There's a common solution to that common need, and that is Jesus. And the way we find forgiveness, grace, and hope in Christ is common. It's a common salvation. It's shared universally. It's the same here as it is there. It's the same now as it was back then. It's the same in the States as it is in Europe. It's common. It is universal. We know that because the apostles were commissioned to go into all the world and preach the gospel. The gospel, that divine message, was the same. It was a common message. What I have to do is what you have to do. What I have to do is what my father had to do. What I have to do is what my children have to do. Nothing unique, no one of a kind, no lone wolves and no lone rangers. Your circumstances and your background may be very different from mine. However, we stand upon the same common ground when it comes to our salvation. It is common. It is shared equally. It is the same for the Ethiopian as it was for Lydia, as it was for Cornelius, as it was for the jailer in Philippi, as it was for the Corinthians, as it was for the Ephesians, as it was for you, and as it was for me. No one gets a special pass. No one gets to be different. No one is unique. Common salvation. Different talents, different opportunities, different circumstances, yet a common salvation. This seems to be so hard for some to get. They want to fly solo and be independent from the scriptures. They think that they're so special that they alone get to be different. But that's not the way it is. It's the same for all of us. And through this common salvation, we become one family, united, connected, speaking one voice, having one mind, following the one Savior. Common. We stand into this together in a common need. We stand together in a common solution, Jesus Christ. We stand together in a common message, and that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. You got someone boasting about a unique, special new way, you best steer clear of him. Ours is a common salvation. The new, the different, the unique, the one of a kind is likely nothing more than Satan trying to pull you away from the common salvation in Christ Jesus. We're all in this together, working the same direction after the same goal. It is a common salvation. Thank you so much for listening.